We're looking at water safety, and last Tuesday we mentioned Thomas Lopez. He's the Miami lifeguard fired for helping a distressed swimmer outside his assigned zone against orders. It was a story about outsourcing. The public beach Thomas worked at hired a private company to manage the lifeguards. And in passing, I said something like, well, at least we're not going to have robot lifeguards, to which Navin Johnson replied at our website, and by the way, we get it. That's the character from the movie The Jerk. Anyway, Navin Johnson said, we do have robots. A robot is being used in Oregon and Rhode Island. It's called EMILY, short for Emergency Integrated Life-Saving Lanyard. It weighs 25 pounds. It can go 25 miles an hour and can be used as a flotation device for up to 6 people. It was chosen as one of the 50 best inventions by Time magazine back in 2010. The robot was created by Hydronautics, a Green Valley, Arizona company that develops what are called maritime micro-robotics. Robert Lautrup is the executive vice president of Hydronautics. He joins us now. And Robert, EMILY has already made a rescue, helping a boy who got pulled out by riptide in Depot Bay in Oregon. Now, this seems like a tremendous application because riptides can also pull out rescuers.
Yes. The good thing about EMILY, from talking to lifeguards and other first responders, is that, one, it's very, very fast compared to a swimmer, and it goes on the surface. So it can go out almost unhindered by the riptide, and at the same time, you're not hazarding perhaps a swimmer or some other individual going in to make the rescue.
And by the way, we're talking about it being used in Oregon. What else makes the waters in Oregon, where EMILY is being used, perfect for her use?
It is cold water. It tends to get very rough, and I'm talking 15, 20, 25-foot waves sometimes. It has a lot of rocks and boulders and things like that offshore, which in heavy weather, the Coast Guard or other people are reluctant to put their boats in close to because they may founder. It is also heavy enough weather that swimmers may not be permitted by local regulation to make rescues. And in this case, you can put EMILY out in whatever kind of weather it is and stay on shore to make the rescue.
By the way, I keep calling EMILY a her, but it's also because of the backstory to the name. You collaborated with Tony Mulligan in making EMILY and suggested the robot be named after 13-year-old EMILY Rose Shane, who was killed when she was struck by a speeding driver. This was a friend of Tony's daughter. So, you've named this, lifesaver after someone whose life was taken. But it is a robot. How does someone on the shore use it?
You can carry it down to the shore and just drop it in or drop it off a vessel or drop it off a pier. It has also been dropped off of helicopters. And it basically is remotely controlled. It is electrically driven, powered by batteries, and it has the flotation on top, and it has a flag so that in heavier weather, the operator can see where EMILY is compared to the drowning victim.
Well, I was going to ask about that because I'm sure some people are thinking of the possible downsides of this. Fox Television in Connecticut had a feature about the EMILY being used in Rhode Island, and they interviewed a woman there who said she thought it could be helpful, again, for riptide rescues. But what about helping children, or even adults who go under the surface, who need a human there?
That's true. I mean, there are limitations to any device. However, if you get out to somebody that is drowning quickly, much faster than a swimmer might, it may then allow for a swimmer or a boat or some other type vessel to get out there.
Where do you think EMILY goes from here? We mentioned use in Oregon and Rhode Island. How widespread is the use, and what do you think is going to happen now?
Right now, the Los Angeles County Fire Department lifeguards have some EMILYs, and they have set it up, and they have it for use and also train on it. Green Valley, Arizona has EMILY as well, and they have been training on it and developing techniques to do whitewater rescues on the rivers and flash flood areas of Arizona.
Have you heard of lifeguards worried that it's going to replace them? And do you worry about that, that towns might think, well, what do we need with lifeguards? We'll just get a robot. That's putting a lot of responsibility on your robot.
I think the people that take that outlook about replacing the lifeguard don't understand the value of professionals, understanding the water, thinking ahead, working to prevent drownings and things like that. And I think the professional lifeguards see it as another technical tool to make rescues either more quickly or with less risk under many circumstances.
And by the way, your company also has other vessels you're working on. You do work for the Navy. You're also working with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to help with hurricane tracking, putting a robot, I understand, maybe in the eye of a hurricane to collect data. What's on the horizon?
We are working with NOAA to put a device that can be dropped into the center of a hurricane and travel with the hurricane to provide environmental data, temperature, pressure, wind velocity, things like that, down at sea level, which has heretofore not been continuously available to them, with the expectation that their models will be more accurate. The other thing we've done, we had a USV that was taken twice to Nepal for a group of scientists to map the bottom of a glacial lake. And what they were trying to do is figure the condition of the ice barrier such that they could predict when it fails, which it does periodically, and put the word out to the people downstream so that the villages know and they don't lose a lot of lives because of the collapse.
Fascinating. Robert Lautrop, Executive Vice President of Hydronautics. They make the new robotic lifeguard, Emily. By the way, the cost of Emily?
In round terms, $10,000.
Well, and I think some towns might find that expensive, except maybe weighed against lives saved.
Yes. If you're a parent, I think that you look at that if Emily can make a rescue that could not otherwise be made or could make it more quickly or whatever, you have to compare that with the cost and the possible loss of life.
Right. Robert, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
By the way, he mentioned the use of a USV in Nepal. That's short for unmanned surface vessel. What do you think of this idea of a robot alongside a lifeguard? We'd love to hear from you, especially if you're in life saving. Go to hereandnow.org. Let us know your thoughts. Latest news is next, Here and Now.